on 1116 SEN. Chasing Birdies with Mark Allen and Craig Spence for the Callaway Chrome Soft Golf Ball. The ball that changed the ball.
Afternoon, everybody. Even good evening. What's wrong with you, Craig? You all right? Welcome to Chasing Birdies, everybody. Big show on the way.
Is that what's the name of the first guest?
The first guest is Lieutenant Colonel Tristan Crew.
Is that a real name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not from Caddyshack. That's not...
No, that's Lieutenant Colonel Christian True. The Aussie veterans are taking on the Brits. A lot of past servicemen who have lost limbs and things.
So in servicemen's golf. Oh, how good's that?
Yeah.
Yes, Clyde Pearce Cup is the first Australian event in the Battle Back program, which I like. Hey, the 99 Masters Championship. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, Marco. Good to see you, Finey.
Good to be seen by you.
Hey, top 10 list tonight?
Top five.
Yeah, which is a top five list.
Let's call it the top 10.
Top five.
Yeah, it's a top 10 list. It's always a top five.
Yes, because top 10 takes too long. Top five tryhards in the world of golf. So it was hard to nail it down. It was hard to nail it down, Mark Fine.
We've got you two and three more.
Yeah. Well, if you've got a nomination, if you want to sway, if you think there's somebody who deserves to be in this top 10, then 0433981116. But the biggest tryhards in the game of golf.
This top five works better when it's negative too.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Now, what's the definition of a tryhard? See, when I think of tryhard, I think of Colin Montgomery.
This is what a tryhard... No, because Monty knows he's a big, over sort of cuddly, Mrs. Doubtfire-looking guy, right? I'm talking about a guy who doesn't know what he is.
Oh, so somebody who thinks he's better than he is.
Well, or thinks he's something that he's not.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, just a real tryhard of the game. What was he trying hard to do?
He
was something that he was not.
What?
No.
Do you know?
No, he wasn't pretending. Okay. He was, you know.
He's a cigar smoking.
I think we all know he's on the other team.
Is he?
Oh, you didn't know that.
I swear.
Come on.
I did not. No, he's not. He's not.
I'll put it to you this way.
Yeah.
I'll put it to you this way. At all the Ryder Cups that he ever played, never a female partner was spotted. And once upon a time, in a tour event on the US tour, they had Jose Maria Lethabel, Bob May, and Nota Bege all in the same group. So the actual, you know, when the little kid walks around with the leaderboard, it actually said Elizabeth May Bege.
Ah.
And that was the most photographed leaderboard in the history of PGA Tour sports. You're telling me you didn't know Jose Marie Alathabel
might be. I didn't.
You didn't know?
No. But look, it's all good.
But I don't think he was trying hard. Getting back to your point.
Right. So who's a tryhard? An example of a tryhard? So I know where we're at.
I know. I'll give you an example of a tryhard. It's somebody that Craig always picks on. Keegan Bradley.
Now he's becoming a favourite of ours.
This character, he makes me sick. I don't know whether you've got him in or not, but when I think of tryhards on the world scene, Keegan Bradley, the way he carries on before he hits every shot, the way he acts, the way he fights, he's a tryhard.
Yep.
He's an absolute tryhard.
So are we saving it? No,
mate. This is after the first break. But we're calling for nominations.
Yep.
Calling for nominations, text them through. The biggest tryhards in the world of golf, 0433981116. We're going to get to Lieutenant Colonel Tristan Crew about 5 or 6 minutes, but some good stuff's been happening here.
What'd you make of our tournament this week and our man getting it done finally?
I'll tell you what I do love. The last three holes of this tournament are better than any three holes in golf. And I don't care what anyone says. They mightn't be classics. They mightn't be, you know, the architecture mightn't be classical. But it was stunning to see what was going on. Ricky Fowler's three wood into the 16th in regulation play. into the wind, 242 yards. So what's that? About 220 metres to the pin. It only carried about 200, you know, carried a step on, bounced left. That eagle was unbelievable. But then the birdie the next two, when there's water absolutely everywhere, it's you can't turn
last
away.
Six.
You Look, can't turn away.
He, after 66 holes, he was equal with John Sendon. Was anybody thinking John Sendon's no. about to win the tournament?
No. No.
Nothing wrong with John Sendon. John
no.
What, so I put 100 no. on him. So what?
No. It reminded me, Peter O'Malley, a million years ago, playing at Carnoustie, yes. won the Scottish Open. I think he played the last
Nick
five
Faldo.
Holes six under.
Yes.
He might have made two eagles and all the rest were birdies. He played the last five holes six under par, I reckon, to win the Scottish Open.
The most remarkable thing about Ricky's victory to me was not the six under in the last six, was not the birdie in the playoff, was the fact that his mother and his sister stood beside him while he kissed his snacked on his girlfriend for about 35 seconds yeah. on national TV.
And,
what do we think of this?
And it was Mother's Day. Right? So you got your mum on the green. Your mum's come dashing
How
out.
How long did it go on for?
It's Mother's Day. You've been highlighted in the telecast. But no, you stand on that green and pash a bikini model.
Pash. She was only wearing bits and pieces.
I would have done exactly the same. Sorry, Val, if you're listening.
No.
There was I would only, have pashed her too.
You would have
in front of
tried to be
Mother's
too
Day.
Cool. You would have too cool for that.
There were only...
Tryout.
I don't know. I think another camera angle could have really done some... Yeah. Better work there.
But now, you're a sick man, so
I am
I'll leave you to
you,
think about those sick
you,
things.
Did yes. you think that the girlfriend, Finey,
yes.
was enjoying the moment more than she should have?
I think it's good for... I think she knew it was going to be good for
she
her career.
She enjoyed that
But
too
good
much.
On her. I mean...
No.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
She was like, oh, this is my chance. There's...
They might have been. They might be madly in love.
This is rating a 1.1 on NBC.
Maybe the girlfriend... has inspired Ricardo to greater things. He'd only won once before this event. In fact, this week he actually won. He won the... What's the tournament they played this week? I'll remember.
Quail.
The Quail Hollow, yeah.
Quail, I'm trying to be Augusta Hollow.
Yes, Wells Fargo. The Wells Fargo. The Wells Fargo this week is the tournament that he actually won. I think he won 2011, 2012 or something.
I've got to say.
Do you like him?
She may have inspired him to do some amazing things.
Do you like Ricky?
Just on golf.
Yeah.
I know he hasn't won a major and he'd only won one PGA Tour event, but he's not a choker. The events that he'd lost...
He's not a choker.
The events
he's
that he'd lost...
Choker.
Not at all. The events that he'd lost, the there were some circumstances, et cetera, et cetera. I'm really pleased that he won. I think he's an excellent, excellent addition to the upper echelon of the sport with that win.
He's been a poster boy for a while.
Well, you saw what he was voted at the start of the week, didn't
you,
Connie?
That was from his peers too, by the way.
Biggest choker in golf.
That's... No.
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 Most overrated. Most overrated.
Most overrated.
Now, that is a fair crank.
That's from his peers.
Yeah.
That's from his peers.
Mates.
But
his
you know what it's like, though, Craig. You know what it's like. When somebody gets on the poster, when somebody gets on the poster and other players have won five times, this guy's only won once. When somebody gets the marquee groups and you're hitting off, you know, almost last, or he kicked the dew off, and you're not even on the TV. You're not even in the thoughts of the TV coverage. Then some pros can get upset and say, "Ah, oh, Ricky Fowler, he's only won once, and he's getting all this."
But
that's where it came
from.
But
he had four top fives
in the majors.
In the majors in 1 year.
That's
better than a two-time win.
He's better.
What? Almost.
He's better since he shed the orange.
Excuse me. Would you prefer a year? We finish top five, not a win, but top five in every major, or a tournament win at, say, I don't know.
Phoenix.
Which one would you prefer? Four top fives in a single year in the majors without a win, or a win at Phoenix?
Take the win.
I think consistency.
You need the exemption.
I do too.
Which one?
Top five's getting you back to all the majors next year.
Yeah, it gets
year.
You back, but you get a 3 year.
I'm back, baby.
Top five does. Top five gets you back to all the majors.
I would take the tournament victory, but it's a close call. So I'll take back what I said a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
But I think you're a better player if you do top five in all the majors.
What about
than you
top
are
five in all the majors? What about top five all the majors or a Japan Open?
Japan's not even close.
Really?
Oh, 10-year exemption.
You would be a god in Japan.
What about?
I'd be
top five Jumbo in the majors in a single year or a European Masters?
No. Don't be silly.
European PGA. Phoenix,
at least Phoenix Open.
European PGA.
That's a minimum.
If we get down to the Australian Masters, well...
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
My first round of golf in Japan I played with Jumbo Ozaki.
Say that again.
My first round of golf in Japan I played with Jumbo Ozaki.
Did he do the cobra, you know, with his wrist? Did he do the double cobra like Nathan...
I've never seen a guy rub a 5-wood behind his ball.
What did he say to you?
What did he do? Did he slam down a 5-wood behind his ball and lie better?
No, he didn't just tap it. He rubbed it. He rubbed it.
In the rough?
No, in the fairway as well.
What did he say?
He was. His ball's in the middle of the fairway, and you're telling me he's rubbing down the grass behind his ball?
He almost set a fire up.
That's a penalty. That's not a permissible.
That's a disgrace.
I'm telling you, if that green grass could have caught fire, it would have.
What would Jet and Joe be thinking?
His ability to create friction behind that ball.
Jet and Joe Ozaki, they would be disgusted with their big brother, Jumbo.
Jumbo.
Yeah.
Jumbo knows him.
He still had the best celebration. You know, he used to just flex his bicep.
Jumbo,
even though he was a cheat. And I think most of us understand that you can't improve your lie in the middle of the fairway or in the rough or anywhere else.
Yeah.
But he did have a great celebration.
He
would flex
really
his bicep. He would. He'd flex his bicep and then with his wrist, he'd make his fist go backwards and forwards so it looked like a cobra.
Yeah, you know.
See that?
Jumbo was one of the first players presented on the world stage when I was watching golf as a huge hitter off the tee. And every time he went for it, it went miles out of bounds. Like, I'd see him in British Opens, big high
tee.
Yeah.
He was using a high tee before anyone else.
He teed it two pencils, on top of two pencils before anyone else.
Yeah. I remember him at Royal Melbourne, at the driving range there, they said the big nets up. He was flying the back nets when no one could fly the back nets.
Word was connected up there in Japan. Very connected.
Well, did he have the top of his little pinky cut off?
Not sure. Is that the signal?
Are you saying Yakuza?
Very connected.
What's the Japanese mafia called?
Yakuza.
The Yakuza.
And
Yahtzee.
Greg Norman apparently threw him against a locker once and said, "You cheat when I'm with you again, mate." And
he said, "No, not, speak English."
He said, "Yakuza around the corner."
Hey, boys, there's been a little bit of golf, unusual style golf. Australia taking on Britain. Now, this is the Clyde Pearce Cup, and it's the first Australian event in the Battle Back program. Now, I think they played at Commonwealth on the 11th. That's a couple of days ago. Now, we've got Lieutenant Colonel Tristan Crewe on the phone. He can tell us more about it. Do I call you Lieutenant Colonel or do I call you Tristan?
Tristan will do, yeah.
Good on you, Tristan. Tell us about what's happening, mate. I've heard a little bit over the past couple of days, but we'd love you to give us a real update on what's been happening.
Yeah, we've had a wonderful 2 days in the inaugural Clyde Pearce Trophy event. We've been playing against the British Wounded, Injured and Sick community, much of which have been injured in Afghanistan and Iraq. Have come over to play the Australian Wounded, Injured and Sick in this in a Ryder Cup style format.
It's a fantastic initiative. Tristan, this obviously affords not only international competition, but must be a great form of part of the rehabilitation of servicemen and women. We have just celebrated the 100th Anzac, so everybody's tuned in to the notion of the sacrifice that service people make. But probably don't have any idea of how tough that rehab and recovery is.
Oh, without doubt. I mean, it forms a huge part of their rehab. I think, you know, the golf is ideally suited to these injured service personnel. It's much, as we all know, it's virtually adapted anyway with carts and trolleys and the rest. But also the most important thing probably is the handicap system, which allows every single individual to compete against each other on a level playing field. Whether or not you have a mental health disorder like post-traumatic stress disorder, or whether or not you have lost both your legs and arm, you can compete using the handicap system, which makes it a wonderful sport rather than sort of having to categorise.
Tristan, it must be wonderful for the servicemen to be able to get together and sort of, you know, be amongst each other when and they all know what they've been, each other's been through. And is this something, do they get to be together very often, or do these sort of opportunities not come along very often?
Well, I think obviously less often when individuals are left the military, and then quite often with these individuals, they've got life-changing injuries which often preclude them from carrying on with their military careers. So we have a situation where they are not able to carry on serving, much to their disappointment. When you get taken out of that community and then you move into the civilian world, which out of the 10 guys we've got over here, 6 of them are now veterans. They don't have the same support network that perhaps they would have had in the military, and indeed they become to a certain extent isolated. And if you then put them together in these sorts of formats and come away, like we have for the first time here to Australia, and get the guys together, the therapeutic effects of that are quite marked.
And Tristan, was that your main motivation when you got involved in getting it together in terms of golf? Was that your main motivation, was to provide something, another opportunity for these men, ladies and men, to get together?
Well, I don't know if it was my main motivation. I'm a physiotherapist by trade, a physiotherapist in the British Army. And really, as far as that was concerned, I was really looking very much on the focus of the physical rehabilitation of these individuals. And you can understand, you know, if you swing a club when your balance is compromised, or you're getting in and out of bunkers or moving up onto tee boxes, then it's all very good physical rehabilitation. But the more I get involved in it, there's definitely a huge psychological benefit from being involved, not just the team aspect that we've just spoken about, but also the self-esteem gains that you can get from competition, which a lot of these guys have had competition and the opportunity for competition taken away from them. And again, with the handicap system, again, which makes it so valuable, is that when your handicaps start to come down and you start to see these graded objective improvements, you get a real sense of achievement, and it boosts your self-confidence and esteem way beyond other sports are able to achieve.
Tristan, I'm just reading down the sheet here. You've got Corporal Louis Smith. He was hit by the blast from a hand grenade while on patrol. Snapper Curtis McGrath, he was clearing a checkpoint, stepped on a landmine, subsequently losing both of his legs. You've got Brendan Dover, suffered a foot and hand injury, an IED explosion in Afghanistan. So we're talking about some real serious injuries here.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, life-changing stuff, which you don't just get over like that. But I mean, initiatives like this are certainly helping to support them. I mean, what I would say is that we started the golf program in the UK in 2009, and Battleback is an initiative, a military initiative, which is designed to get guys back into sporting and adventurous training activity. And I just happened, as a secondary duty to my main role, to run the golfing arm of it. What needs to happen, as far as I can see, in Australia is the guys to get behind the injured servicemen here and to offer something similar. And we're very lucky to have the support of the golf industry in the UK, with 230 golf clubs offering free access for the guys, and 70 PGA pros also putting their names down to support the program and give free coaching to our individuals. So we're now starting to grow some really good golfers.
Tristan, this certainly evokes memories of, well, if not the man himself, then the film and the book and the story of the life of Douglas Bader, the famous British fighter pilot who was shot down in World War II, was a double amputee, and famously went on with his nickname, I think, Tin Legs, and one that he was happy to be called, to be a two-handicap golfer. And I think from memory, I'm fairly sure that I had seen maybe a decade ago RAF golfers in Britain playing for a Douglas Bader trophy or something along those lines.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's all well documented in his book, you know, Reach for the Sky, and he was an amazing inspiration for our guys, and certainly they can take an awful lot from his achievements and what he was able to do. I mean, no legs, you get down to two handicap. I can't tell you how difficult that is, particularly when you've lost your legs above the knee, which is a markedly different to whether or not you've lost below knee or above knee. Indeed, in the military, certainly around Headley Court, the premier rehab centre for the armed forces, in the UK. They call it, if you've lost below your knee, it's just called a scratch.
That sounds like Monty, sounds like Monty Python.
It certainly does, doesn't it? Yeah, Holy Grail.
It's incredibly inspirational, but more frustration for an able-bodied, hopeless golfer such as myself to see these wonderful service people come back and achieve so much with such difficulty. It just shows how hopeless I am.
Hey, Tristan, who's winning?
Say again?
Who's winning?
Your score, yeah. Well, that's all important.
Yeah,
it is.
Well, perhaps we shouldn't put too much emphasis on this because it is the first of the tournament as such.
Right. We're losing. Sounds like we're winning.
After the first day, no, of course not. After the first day, the UK team were 3.5, 1.5 up, now we're 6.5, 3.5 up. Going into the individuals, which is on Friday, and we're playing at Huntingdale on Friday, where they go man o man on the individual format to try and see if he can gain the last 10 points.
Hey,
so all to play for.
What time does it hit off? Because I reckon there'll be people around who'd love to come down and give you some support.
Yeah, we're there from 9 o'clock.
From 9 o'clock, Lieutenant Colonel.
Anyone who'd like to come and see you. It's quite a spectacle. I will say, the one-armed guy hitting the ball like 240 yards. It's quite impressive.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. And if it's a rainy day, just get inside that beautiful Huntingdale clubhouse as well. It's an absolute cracker, Lieutenant Colonel.
It's been wonderful here because they sorted the weather out for us. It's just like home.
Lieutenant Colonel, thanks for your time. Good luck with everything. It's a fantastic thing you're doing, and I did see that your Prime Minister gave you a big award. He's just been voted back, David Cameron.
Really? That's an update.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Well, we're a sports program.
More political news coming later.
And you did get a wonderful award, so congratulations on everything you've achieved.
Thank you. Very kind. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tristan.
Good on you. Lieutenant Colonel Tristan Crewe.
An unhateable pom. That's odd.
Yeah.
Now, that's a really good... He's unhateable.
An unhateable pom.
He was fantastic. Very rare.
Very rare indeed.
Very rare. But he's won.
Impressive.
Hey, your top 10 list that's actually usually a top 5 is next. Are you ready? I've got a few nominations for you to have a look at.
I'm ready tonight.
You're all set to go?
I brought it.
All right. Coming up next, the Craig Spence top 10 list. And tonight's top 5 will be the biggest tryhards in professional golf. Just before we get to the Craig Spence top 10 list tonight, which is actually only 5 places on it, which is unusual, but that's just the way he operates. Hey, I saw where TPC Sawgrass is going to just change one of the holes. What's the little short holes about the 14th hole, is it? It's got the big mound. It's supposed to be like a blind. The players are hitting iron off the hitting a wedge in. They're actually going to put some water there and make it a drivable par 4.
Because there's not enough water already. They needed some more.
They need some more water to look after. But do you know the hole that I'm talking about? It's a short hole. They hit iron off it all the time. I reckon it's 14 or 13. Someone will put it up.
I can't remember what hole that is, Mark.
There's a big kind of on the corner of the dog leg where they hit. It's supposed to make it a little bit blind if you don't hit it past this big mound. But they're talking about getting rid of the mound, making it a drivable par 4 with water on the side. They're going to regrass the whole golf course as well.
You've played Sawgrass, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I'd love to play it. It actually looks like a great golf course.
Yeah, I did. I loved it. Actually, some people who went away with... they went to Augusta. They're members of Kingston Heath. They played these amazing golf courses all the way around. They actually said, all 4 of them said, TBC Sawgrass was the best golf course that they played right through America. They played some big-name courses. But it's a real Queensland course. You know, it's got it's got that ratty kind of, unless it's
okay.
primed yeah, it's got perfectly, that. It's got that ratty needs, look. It's got a bit of a ratty look
a
about it.
A constant haircut.
It does. It's got a real ratty look about it.
Ratty look about it.
And I don't like the Queensland greens. You can see them on the TV. People are listening. There's different colours on the greens. Just, the grass is the same, but it's actually just growing different ways and.
Just a quick comment about, because we're talking about golf courses.
Yeah.
The Australian College of Sport, the Lynchy and I are involved with now.
Yeah.
We are now based at the Woodlands Golf Club.
Official. It's official,
right?
That's good news.
But I just want to say this. You have to come down and play that, because I'm not kidding you. I think the green complexes at Woodlands Golf Club might be the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree. I love small greens. I mean, I've always loved small greens. Like, you can actually
do
stuff.
Best.
You can do things as far as course management's concerned when you've got really nice small greens. And Woodlands, you can.
When's the last time you played Woodlands?
I don't know, 6 months ago. I love it. I love Woodlands. It's one of my favourite courses.
It gets better every time I look at it.
All right, it's 19. Right, it's 19 to 9 and time for... Craig Spencer's Top 10 List. Brought to you by absolutely nobody. Barney, can you get that fixed, please? This is your show.
Can we get a sponsor for this one?
Yeah.
Can we? Do you know who the sponsor is?
Can we get a sponsor for it?
Yeah, I'll get one of those employment.
Gary's meat.
No, I'll get an employment company.
Yeah. No, I'll get a sponsor. I'll get a sponsor for your top 10. You know, someone actually called in on the run home tonight.
They keen for it,
and I wanted to know what your topic was going to be tonight. On your top 10 list.
All right, here we go.
Hang on, what is it? What's the topic?
Top five.
What did you say when that call came in?
I said
I'll find out. Who's vetting these calls?
I'll find out.
Top five tryhards in the world of professional golf.
Right, you're going to start at number five, right?
Number five.
Even though this is a top 10 list.
Christina Kim.
Oh.
Because.
Well, bravo.
Because anyone who's wearing berets backwards is
big
trying.
Glasses.
Is trying to be so cool.
She's a loud talker.
She's right up in your face, right up in your grill. All right? Christina Kim comes in at number
five. I'm glad you didn't discriminate against women in this top five.
We look right across the world of golf.
Christina
here.
Kim, you are a tryhard.
So I hope you've got an Australian.
We look right across. Hunter Mahan comes in at number four.
Why?
Hunter Mahan, because he's wearing flat brims. He's wearing this big flat brim, and the other thing is he's doing hot rods when he goes home. And he's wearing those big wraparound glasses underneath that flat brim, and it just does my head in.
Are you sure that flat brim has got just the tiniest little curve going at the moment, which kind of eliminates him from the flat brim?
He thinks he's either coming straight from a skate park.
He's too old for a flatty, if he is.
And he's just not that...
Righto, he's number four.
Cool.
Righto.
So he's trying too hard.
I hope Gary Player's in this.
Ian Poulter, because he'll make most of my negative lists this year, but for this reason.
Why?
He buys too many Ferraris. He's got about three of them.
Has he?
And he's
cheap in America.
But this is the main reason. He's still wearing that 1995 to 2000 spiky down the middle haircut.
Yeah, he's got
the gel.
Blonde
tips.
He's still got
blonde
tips. If you're getting around with blonde tips today in 2015, doesn't matter whether you're a golfer or not, you are a tryhard.
And he...
I'll happily say.
And he just complains on Twitter and gets smashed for it every 2 weeks. Okay. So he's trying too hard.
9-4-2-9-11-16 if you want to get involved with this tryhard syndrome we've got going here.
Number two is Camilo Villegas. He thinks he's Ricky Martin.
I like
number
that.
One. Right?
Hang on.
That's
the number one reason.
And
that
anyone
two
that's
is
a sub,
tryhard.
It's a sub, yeah. Subset.
And anyone who says, "Oh, just squatting down on my toes is not enough. I need to get lower so I can see the break. I need to get so low I can scrape my eyeball along the green, right? And do that Spider-Man pose." What is that, Finey?
It's trying hard.
Trying
it's
so hard.
Trying
and then
too hard.
And then he started to he'd do it all the time. He had a 1-inch putt. He's like, "Oh, I better Spider-Man for the crowd. They love me. They can't get enough of me." All right. Now, give me that drum roll.
9-4-2-9-11-16 Craig's missed somebody.
Number one try hard in golf is another one of my favorites, Keegan Bradley. And it's because he thinks he's Michael Jordan's best friend.
At number one all the time.
He thinks he's Michael Jordan's best friend.
That's true.
He wears red shoes. He gets in faces of people I like.
Yes.
And I don't like anyone who gets
what
in.
What about
him,
his pre-shot routine?
Anyone who gets in. And he's backing off all the time and he's getting in Jimenez's face. I don't like him.
All right.
Don't like him.
Well, 9-4-2-9-11-16, if you'd like to make comment on Craig Spencer's top 10 list, even though it's a top five, there's one name. There's one glaring omission here.
Who?
That should have got Jesper Parnevik. How you didn't put Jesper Parnevik
bike hat
with the hat flipped up and the stovepipe pants before stovepipes were even cool. He was the biggest tryhard in the whole world. there for a little while.
Well, he went for a look that was different.
I saw him last week, actually. I saw him last week playing the Champions Tour. Still got the hat up and still got the stove points. So the stove, what do you call them? The stove...
Stovepipe.
Stovepipe pants. Who's still
the,
got them.
Who's the... I'm thinking of a little bloke. He's B50 now, so he's probably either playing on the seniors or playing with himself. But about 5 years ago, he was... And he's maybe won a major. He was one of the big names in golf, say, 15 years ago.
Yep.
And he was leading in a tournament, and I'll never forget, because the tournament was... Wherever it was, he was from Oklahoma, and they'd just had a hurricane through Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And after the third round, they asked him, you know, it must be great leading the tournament. And he said, I'm just happy for the people of Oklahoma that they got something to be happy about this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
They've just lost their house, but they're happy that you're leader after 54 holes.
Yeah.
He's bringing a state back.
Hey, just off Twitter, Nathan has gone with Ian Poulter, who made the list. Darren... has gone with Aaron Bedley when he turned pro. After that, he was okay. But when he turned pro, he was a try-hard.
Okay.
Glenn has gone for Judge Smales.
Judge Smales.
He was a try-hard. Yeah. He was a try-hard. Bo Hostler.
Damn him.
Bo Hostler. Bo Hostler. Come on.
That's another one from Darren.
Bo Hostler's mum is a try-hard.
Yeah. So there's
about,
a few off Twitter.
Patrick Reed. With his $2 necklaces off the SMS.
Yes.
What do you think of him?
Patrick Reed. Has he got gold chains? You know who should have been on there?
Anthony Kim should have been on there.
Well, Dean in St Kilda's rung.
Dean in St Kilda's called in. G'day,
hey,
Dean.
President of the Short Golfers Union.
Hello, Dean.
G'day, guys. How you going? I haven't been listening for a couple of weeks. I've been busy, but great topic. Can I go an unrelated topic, Mark, or not? Or could we just want to stick with this? I've got something important I want to ask you about.
Yeah, go on. Okay, go on if you like.
I watched the Masters, and it's the great thing of pro golf, the great hidden secret. Can I talk about the thinning hat hair, Mark? I watched Jordan Spieth lift up his hat. I watched Jonathan Bird. Obviously, Stuart thinks gone. Furyk. Mate, and you go all right. I know Craig's probably got a little bit of the affliction, but, mate, it's just the big... hidden secret of pro golf is the lack of oxygen to the hair.
No, I agree with you. I think these players have been wearing hats, really tight, hugging head hats, and it's had an effect.
America,
I agree with you.
America has a worse affliction than Australia, though, Dean.
How about Charlie Hoffman? He's unrecognisable without all that straggly hair.
I'm glad he cut it off, though. I'm glad he was trying hard with the long stuff. Good on you, Dino. Benny's in Parkdale. G'day, Benny.
Hey, Benny.
How you going, guys? Well, there's two that you've missed.
Righto.
Okay.
We're listening.
One, Patrick Reed.
Gold chains hanging outside the shirt's not good.
And two, Pat Perez for trying to look like Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, that hair at the back now is a joke. I'm with you, Benny. Two great nominations.
Yeah, he thinks he's a party boy too.
I've got one that you won't like, gentlemen, because you probably love this golfer, especially because you hate Keegan Bradley, but Miguel Angel Jimenez with his... exotic mustache and his cigar. He's so relaxed on the golf course.
His ponytail.
Yeah, it's all. He's got it all. He's got
red frizzy hair, ponytail.
He's got a ponytail, the mustache, the big strange Picasso beard.
I don't like his shoes
either. He's got everything going.
He's wearing these $800 pair of shoes that you know are so long ago. Yeah, I'll cop that.
You can imagine
Miguel's a tryhard.
I can imagine him ringing room service at 3 a.m. in the morning, demanding. Yeah. Muscles from Madrid.
Spanish muscles.
We could do a sandwich. No. Yeah. No, that's not good.
Yeah.
Do you think he's got a bit of an ego? Like,
I think he's affected.
Hey, one more break to go, Finny. We've got the quiz coming up as well. So 9:49, 11:16. It's time for Bo Hostler's Mum's Quiz. Thanks to sportsbet.com.au. I think we're off to Wells Fargo this week. Big tournament over in the States. Some big names. Good golf course. I think they're playing a US PGA there pretty soon. So 9:49, 11:16. It's time for Bo Hostler's Mum's Quiz. Somebody is going to win a $100 ping at a tournament this week. Thanks to sportsbet.com.au.
Are they playing a PGA at the Quail Hollow?
Quail Hollow, yeah. Now, it's not next year or the year after, but it's soon.
They are sellouts, aren't they? The PGA of
America. Well, everyone loves this golf course. Everyone says it's a major-style golf course.
Who says that? Who?
Golfers who play there.
There's no way that is a major quality design, is it?
I think it is. I think it is.
Come on.
I think it is, buddy.
You've got to play there every year. There's a PGA being played there. It must be a great course.
The PGA also go down to, what's that joint down south there they play, Margo?
Yeah, there's a few. There's not many majors are played on these greens.
Starts with a V.
Valhalla. Yeah, it's rubbish. Well, that's rubbish.
I should know that.
Righto, 9429-1116. Let's get going. Matt's in Cheltenham. You're first up. G'day, Matt.
Good evening, boys. Great to be part of the Ricky Fowler's Girlfriend's Quiz.
Ah.
What's going on there?
Maybe we could.
We need to rename it. Bo
Hostler's mum's getting on, I guess.
Yeah, we need to reinvigorate. Yeah.
Okay, we'll take that in consideration.
Bony Fowler. She's a bit bony.
Oh, okay.
You're kidding, aren't you? Righto.
All right, Matty.
Question number one.
I like them round and big.
Ricky Fowler won the Players last week. Well done. How many tour victories does that make?
Two.
Well done.
This could be quick. Ricky.
What's one plus one?
Ricky played the par 3, 17th hole, 3 times on Sunday. How many times did he birdie it?
3.
Do you know he birdied the hole 5 out of 6 times for the week?
That's right.
All right. I want to ask you something.
5 out of 6
else.
For the week.
Who's the bloke that should have won?
Kisner?
No, the guy that didn't make the playoff. Martin?
Ben Martin.
What did he do? Made a few bogeys?
He was 12 under.
No, didn't think he should have made it.
Yeah, he was 12 under coming to the 17th. I'm saying if he could have...
Two hard
holes.
So
he was in front there. He was in front.
No, he was tied. Two hard holes.
Yeah. The tournament was with his grasp. It just shows how hard those two holes are for the way Fowler played them.
I don't how many Ricky has been... cannot play the 18th hole up until this year. He hits it every day on the fairway and green. And plays it one under for the week or whatever.
He's banging driver too. He's banging big drivers down the last.
Just at the whole, the par 5 where they can take the driver.
Par 5?
Coming home, but it's 16. hard to stay on the green.
16.
Is that the one he eagled?
Yeah, he hit the 3 wood.
That's magnificent.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
That is magnificent.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Sorry, Matty.
Question number three.
Sorry, man.
Ricky had an amazing finish on Sunday to win the championship.
We already knew that.
How many under was he on the last 6 holes? Oh.
6, 5, 4, 5. 2. 5.
Gone.
Wow.
He's out of there. Bad luck, man. You've got to be fast with these answers. Lachlan's in Tassie. G'day, Lockie.
G'day, Mark. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, mate.
That's all right. Oh, just before you ask it, hey, Finey, was that guy Rocco Mediate, the guy you're thinking about the tryhard?
No, but I don't like him either.
Yeah.
I don't like any of them.
He was a loud talker, Rocco.
Who do you like, Finey?
Loud talker.
And I didn't like Corey Pavin.
I love Corey.
What's wrong with Causer?
He's being who he is. He swapped clothes. No, he isn't. He swapped teams.
Did he?
He used to be one of my mob, and then he found Bible class and...
And
walked.
Right, he changed religion.
What, with a nose like that? Corey Pavin, where do you reckon he comes
from?
Come
on, let's get the question number 3, please.
Sorry, it was 6 anyway.
6.
Yeah.
Well done. Hey, well done.
Lucky.
I like your style.
This is it. Right. This is it, mate. Here's the final one. Tiger didn't play too well last week. It was his worst event ever at the Players.
That's not how it reads.
Did he make the cut?
This is a yes or no question here, Finey. Did he make the cut?
Yes, he did.
He did.
That's the big donger coming your way, Lachlan. Congratulations. You've won Bo Hostler's mum's quiz, soon to be named
the quiz that
Ricky Fowler's girlfriend's quiz.
No. I'm going to rename it. The quiz that Craig wrote in 2 minutes.
I didn't write that quiz.
I wrote it. Sorry
about that, Keith.
Hey, no offense.
Lockie. Looks the Wells Fargo Championship being played at Quail Hollow. The world number one is playing. And this is the first place that he actually won a US Tour event. $4 he's paying. And even for this bloke, that's too short. Henrik Stenson, $19. Jim Furyk. God, I can't stand Jim Furyk. $21.
Why?
Oh, he's just a... Man, he's a Mr. 5-Hour Power. I just can't stand him.
5-Hour Power.
Phil Mickelson, $21. Could not possibly win. Matsuyama, $23. Bill Haas, $26. J.
Bill
B.
Haas.
Holmes.
I told you about Bill Haas. I told you a few weeks ago about Bill
what
Haas.
What about him?
He's got the yips.
Vanilla. Yeah.
No, he's got the yips.
He hasn't got the yips, though.
Do you see what happened?
His hands aren't flinching, are they?
Oh.
Are they flinches, or is he just choking?
Yeah. Well, he missed another 2 5 inches.
Yeah.
Tell
it's
you
hard
what.
Not to, it's hard not to.
He should have won.
Yeah, I'm saying, but he's.
I know you're saying.
Patrick Reed at $31, and this is right up his alley, I'd reckon. Patrick Reed, that's my best bet at the moment. Adam Scott, $31, putting so bad you just can't believe it. Kevin Kisner, we may never see Kev again.
Never ever see him again.
We might never see him again. Louis Oosthuizen, $36. Ryan Moore, $41. Justin Thomas, $41. And Hunter Mahan,
what's Kevin
who was
Dart?
On the list for one of the biggest tryhards that Craig Spence has ever seen at $46.
What's na-na-na-na-na-na?
Who cares?
What do you mean who cares? He was right in this event.
He's not playing.
What rights he
needs a week off.
Can't see his name.
What rights he got to take a week
can't
off?
Can't see his name. Go on, Lockie. Who are you picking?
What do you like, Fonny?
Patrick Reed.
Hipster?
I like...
Mickelson's got a good record there,
nah,
Marco.
Oh, come on. You've been watching him play lately, Lockie. He's no good anymore.
Well, he's starting to fire up coming to the US Open, I reckon.
Yeah.
I think I'll take Matsuyama.
Matsuyama, $23. It's not too bad. He's playing well. He's a good player. You got the sportsbet.com.au account going, Lockie?
Oh, I have, mate.
Yep. Beautiful. All right, Matty Campbell will give you a call tomorrow, but that bet is on. You've got $100 on Matsuyama at $23. See you, Lockie. Good on you, buddy.
Well done. That's good.
Boys,
yep.
Good job tonight. All right?
Okay.
What's your top 5 going to be next week? I mean, your top 10.
Guys that are comfortable in their pudgy, fat, white skin.
Boring.
So just fat guys.
Yeah. No, that's not. You can't do that.
You can't do that, mate. You can't have your top 5
Colin
fat
Montgomery.
Guys. You can't have your top 5 fat players.
I'm just saying guys that are comfortable in their skin.
We'll workshop
tour,
it.
Okay?
I reckon we need guys that couldn't fight their way out of a paper
we'll
bag.
We'll workshop it during
I'd be
the
in
week.
That.
Hey, Finey, thanks for letting
Spaghetti
us talk golf on your show, buddy.
We should try that one day.
It was really good.
It was great.
It's been fantastic.